State University picked third in the preseason by the coaches in this conference. Brian Harsin joining us. And, Coach, you've been in the zone before, but I was not there. So good to have you on while I'm actually here today, so good to see you.
All right, good to be with you.
You bet. So just traveled down this morning, kind of a whirlwind for you, and I'm sure there's some coaches are going to come down and spend a day or so, and then some of you will be hustling back, I guess. But talk to me about what you guys are up to right now, and I'm sure you're getting ready here to start fall camp in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we'll get back tonight, and this week we are actually finishing up some of our camps. You know, in the summer we've got a 7-on-7 tournament. We're going to hold on campus, and we also have another mini camp on Friday. So we'll have some players and prospects coming through and being on campus there. But the staff is back. We've had a little bit of time off in the summer, kind of recharge your batteries, get with the families, get your things in order, just getting ready for August 1st when our guys report. And all summer long, guys have been going to school and doing workouts and taking care of themselves from that standpoint, and just working towards getting back together and getting everybody out in the field, and we're all excited about that. At this point, at least for me as a coach, you know it's coming, and you kind of hit that downhill of let's get going. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just to hurry up and wait. But get things in order, make sure everybody's on the same page so August 1st hits, that we have no kinks in there and we can get going.
I know we got a lot of Red Wolves fans listening back in Arkansas, and picked third, like we said, in the preseason behind the Louisiana schools, and you guys certainly getting a lot of love there too. Should be a great race again in the conference this year. You're inheriting some pretty good athletes. You got three players picked first team all conference preseason, three defensive players, and I know Coach Thompson's got to be excited about the guys he's got come back on that side of the ball. And then also your kicker, Brian Davis, is on the Groza Award watch
yeah.
list.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's exciting for our team. That's obviously exciting for Arkansas State. You know, the number one thing, and our players know this and what we say behind closed doors, it's all about getting back to work and making sure that we're taking care of business. Where we're picked right now, that's just part of college football. The bottom line for us as coaches and players is where we're picked at the end of the season. So there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of very good teams in this league. There's a lot of very good players. You look on that list of returners coming back from all the schools in the Sun Belt, and we've got a tall task ahead of us, and we know that. But it's our job to take care of our business and make sure we're prepared going into every single game and that we put our best foot forward. And that's what our plans are, you know. And I feel very good about the response of our team through spring ball, what they've done through the summer and coming into fall camp. So I feel very good about where we are right now. I feel good about the mentality, and I'm just excited to get back out there and get to work.
I'm going to have to cover some ground because I haven't had you on yet. I know you've probably been over a lot of this since you've been in Jonesboro, but you know, third head coach in 3 years, and the, you know, I guess just in trying to create stability and trying to get that trust built with kids after what they've been through. And the good thing is they've had a lot of success the last couple of years too, so hasn't been a terrible ride along the way, but it is a unique situation certainly. And can you talk about, you know, trying to settle in there and get them comfortable?
Yeah, well, you said it. I'll come back to what you just said there in a minute, but, you know, the one thing when I took this job and I had a chance to sit in front of the football team and introduce myself, I had a pretty good understanding of where they're coming from. I went through four head coaches when I played at Boise State, and so I understand the difference that each coach brings. Now, the one thing about the two previous coaches in particular, they've had success, and that's a good thing. And I told the players that. That's not a bad thing. You've had an opportunity to be around some really good coaches, and you guys have won and been successful. This should be no different. Let's continue with that. They've built a tradition. There's new ways, new philosophies, new ideas, new names for plays and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we want the same result. We want to win. And I told those guys change is good. So we talked about that, and they understand it. And we got a mature group that really, as a player, you kind of lock arms and decide, you know, we're going to win this regardless. And I appreciate that and respect that from the players. But, you know, the one thing about coming in here and the stability of the program is those guys, really, the players are the stability, and you have to look at it like that. And as far as, you know, our opportunities as coaches, there's a reason why we're here. We feel very strongly about Arkansas State. We feel strongly about the administration and what the plans are and the direction we're headed. So, you know, we're all very excited, and we're going to take it, you know, cliche, but we're going to take it one game at a time and just think about this season and worry about those things. And that's all we can do, because if we don't, the type of competition we're going to play, the type of games we're going to play in, we'll get too far ahead of ourselves and worry about things we can't control and not have the success we want.
ASU head coach Brian Harsin joining us here in the zone. Sun Belt Conference Football Media Days well underway now and continuing on through the afternoon here in New Orleans today. You talked about terminology. How much different is it? I mean, as far as you got a couple of coaches who are pretty dynamic offensive coaches that have been here before, and you're a guy that runs a great offense as well. Any similarities at all?
I'll tell you what, you know, when I had this opportunity, I was able to watch this team practice for about almost a month before they played in the bowl game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was great to sit back. There's no better evaluation to watch a team actually go out there and do what they do. And so, you know, from an offensive standpoint, what Hugh did, what Gus did, what I've done, you know, there's a lot of similarities there. And it's not like they've been poor on offense. And I'm really excited about that, to come in there and try to enhance what they've done. Now to add some new wrinkles, new ideas and thoughts that I've been, developing, you know, through the systems that I've run at Boise and Texas. And it's been exciting to put that in. Now, there's some new names and changes, but a lot of things are similar with the mentality from that standpoint. And then on the defensive side, having Coach Thompson back and having another year for him to get his schemes in and to understand the league better, you know, I think really helps us. So that was exciting to me. That transition I was very excited about and really felt good coming out of spring that we were able to get a lot in that we wanted to get done. There's a few wrinkles we still have to carry into fall camp, but not many. We just got to refine them and get the right players on the field.
Before you even got to Jonesboro, there was talk of trying to create a Boise-type mentality as far as becoming a national player in a non-BCS conference school situation. And I guess the only thing better than doing that is to bring in a guy who actually has been part of what has gone on at Boise. Just talk to me about where you want to be. And I know there's been a lot of conversation about scheduling, and certainly you all have been very forward-thinking and very aggressive in your scheduling as far as who you're playing. And really one of the big things about that, of course, is being able to get these teams into Jonesboro, which is a great opportunity for your fans to see these teams.
Right. You know, as far as the model, the Boise State model, I think that's one that, you know, a lot of people will at different programs will use. And, you know, not just non-BCS programs, but a lot of programs, because that Boise State's been successful. And I think the bottom line is you want to be a successful football program. Well, that's one of them that's been, you know, one of the top in the country over the past few years. So that's really how I compare that, is we're trying to do, you know, what successful programs do. And Arkansas State's been able to do that. Now we want to continue that and build on it. Mm-hmm. As far as scheduling goes, you know, as any competitive person, you want to play the best. You want to go in somewhere where you're actually challenged and you get a chance to compete and see where you're at. And so because of what Arkansas State has done, the brand, the name continues to grow, and there's been you know, on the football field, a lot of good things have happened. So teams like Miami want to come in here and play. Missouri wants to come in here and play because it's going to be good games for them too. And everybody in the end is trying to win and trying to play good opponents to elevate themselves into the top 25 and then into the BCS bowl games. And so we're no different than that. We want to play good opponents. And so people on our schedule, not including those in our league, you know, we feel are very competitive, and teams that are going to be very good in their leagues as well. And so if we have the opportunity to be in those games and win, that's going to help us in the long run.
Great year last year for the Sun Belt Conference. Four teams going to bowl games. And it's kind of a unique situation. Here you come in, and you're a guy with a great background. You've got some other very high-profile coaches, Coach Franchione, Bobby Petrino in here as well. And then you've got coaches who are returning that have had a bunch of success. But it's an evolving league because, you know, you're settling in now, and then next year the league's going to look a little bit different as teams, you know, leave and come in. And then the next year, of course, you got some more transition happening. You guys are going to be about as battle-tested as any coaches in America, having to get, you know, used to different teams and as you try to capture a conference crown here.
Absolutely. Well, you said it. I mean, you look at the coaches in this league right now, and I've had a chance to meet with some of them, and they're fantastic. And they've been very successful, and they're going to be very successful. So we have a big challenge from that standpoint. We know the teams we're going to play are going to be very well coached. As far as the Sun Belt League, this is as competitive league as any league in the country. It really is, and I believe that, and I've been in other ones. But I look at it, and I look at where the teams are and where they've been in comparison. I'm really excited about this, and I support the Sun Belt 100%, and I think it's a fantastic league. And the changes are going to happen. That's part of college football. I wish they weren't as much as, you know, the changes have happened. That needs to slow down a little bit, in my opinion. But it is what it is, and the bottom line is we're going to play 12, 13 games a year, and regardless, we know that's going to happen. So whatever opponents we have in our league, we're going to play. But I do like where we're at right now. I do like the direction that the Sun Belt's headed, and I think the competition in that league is fantastic. And so I'm really excited about it. You know, you take a step back from a coach and look at it. I think it's a fantastic league, and I think it's a fantastic environment for kids to play in.
We always find ourselves talking about quarterback play, especially when The next guy up will be replacing a player like Ryan Applin, who had so much success there over the years at Arkansas State. What's the quarterback situation look like coming out of spring?
Well, we got plenty of them. Yeah, we're not going to be lacking.
There's one. That's good
depth.
Thing. There you go.
At that position, but you know the bottom. You know that Ryan Applin is a fantastic player, and the one thing about Ryan Applin, nobody knew Ryan Applin, but he did. You know, he made a name for himself, and so I believe that we have somebody on our campus that's got those same type of qualities that can come in there and play. Now, we got to pick the right one. They've got to go out there and perform the way they need to in order for us to do the things we want to do. Those guys understand that. And so as we get into camp, fall camp is different than spring. Spring, you don't have to come out the starter. You do in fall. You have a deadline. You have a game coming up. And you've got to have plenty of time for those guys to prepare and get comfortable with each other, with your starting quarterback. But I feel good about where we're at, and what I think is even better, you know, with Adam Kennedy coming in, Phillip Butterfield continuing to get better, Stephen Hogan, Chandler Rogers, and Cameron Burse, you know, all those guys coming in here, Freddie Knighton, they've all gotten better, and so they've made each other better. And so, to me, that competition now is going to breed, I think, a fantastic quarterback, and I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to fall camp and seeing where they're at. But I feel very strongly about the guys we have. We just have to make sure we pick the right one, and let him go out there and do his deal.
Brian Harsin joining us, Arkansas State head coach, getting ready for the upcoming season. Open August 31st against Arkansas Pine Bluff. Then they travel to Auburn, open conference play against Troy on September 12th. That's a Thursday night game. And those are always fun, certainly, especially when you get those at home, coach. But I want to talk to you about your background a little bit. And certainly you've been around some great coaches as a player and also as a coach in your career. Anything, you know, a lesson or two maybe you could pass along to us, something anecdotal that's stuck with you, whether it's a phrase or a mentality, a philosophy that you utilize now?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot, and it's funny you ask that because I'm kind of going through all those right now, you know, with our staff. Because we'll get together before we start. We'll take a little staff retreat, and we'll get together away from everybody, and we'll go through our philosophies and just make sure that we're all on the same page again, go back through our vision, our goals, and all those things and what the expectations are. And you know, from Boise State through Texas and the different coaches, through Dan Hawkins as a player, through Dirk Cutter when I played, Houston Nutt, it's not just the guys I've coached with, it's guys I've played for. And I look back and I just think about all the things that have kind of impacted me in my life to be in this position right now. It's all those coaches. And so I think the bottom line, it's not so much a phrase as it is the type of development that I had as a player and a person in this business. And then the type of relationships I've built. And to me, those are the two most important things. If we can have some type of personal growth amongst our coaches and players and have the right type of relationships, then to me that's important. The rest of it comes from there because there's talent, there's smart people, and if they feel good about what they're doing when they walk in there every single day, then we got a chance. Mm-hmm. We really do. And so to me it's more about creating that culture and environment that breeds that and cultivates that. And so that's the challenge, and that's, you know, what we're trying to do. Our slogan that we talk about is brick by brick, and that's an everyday process. Could be every day, win the day. You know, there's so many different ways to say it, but brick by brick, we're building a foundation. And I think that it really fits for Arkansas State in particular with what you see is not what you're going to get because it's growing, it's getting better. There's more and more new ideas and ways to do things continually to keep improving, and that's what we want to do on a daily basis. So to me, that's more of what I've learned and what I'm taking into this opportunity right now is all those great things that have made me a better person and the type of relationships I've been able to build throughout my football career.
Arkansas State is the Red Wolves, but I was just thinking they could easily be called the Rabid Wolves. They are you got a very passionate fan base. I'm sure you've been part of programs that have bigger fan bases, but I don't know they're going to find any that are more intense and are more vocal than Arkansas State fans. So what's your interaction been like with them in Jonesboro?
Yeah, I just hope that when we got teams coming on our campus, I sure hope they're vocal. You know, that's what we want. And really, that's the one. Very important thing about getting out, you know, in the community for myself in particular is making sure that we've got butts in the seats for games and that our players walk out there and know they have got a competitive advantage just because of our fans. And that is very important. But, you know, Arkansas State, our fans, our players, I think that whole interaction has been fantastic. And I fully expect that to continue to grow and even improve, you know, over this course of this next season. But that really is. That's part of who we are. It's not just our program. It's not just our players and coaches. I mean, it's our community, and that's Jonesboro. That's Arkansas State, and that's all our Red Wolf fans all across the country that we want to make sure they understand how important they are to us and what we're trying to accomplish, because we can't do this alone. And so our players understand that, and that's been a huge push for us from our end of things to make sure that our fans do that and that they're there for us and they know that we support them as well.
We talked to the commissioner last week. We're going to have him on again tomorrow as we broadcast one more day here from New Orleans. And you could tell there was a real sense of pride about the Boise tie. And I wouldn't say he was rooting for you. As a commissioner, he can't do that. But, I mean, you could tell that he was excited to have another Boise guy in the league. Yeah. I don't think it's probably going to – you're not going to get any calls probably on Saturday because of that. But he certainly was excited about it.
Well, I'll sure try.
Yeah, there you go. Can't hurt.
That connection. No, you know, to have an alum and I think, you know, with Carl being part of, you know, the conferences that Boise State's been in as well, you know, I've been able to interact with him and be around him several times prior to this opportunity and really respect him and what he's done and, you know, the leagues that he's been a part of. And so that's what I'm really excited about, is that he's a part of our league. And I really believe that, and I know that this is going to be a fantastic league because of him and the way we're going. So, you know, that is, it's like anything. You know, you have that connection there from where you're from, and we're able to have that when we can sit down there and communicate on non-professional level and just talk about Boise State and just our background and things like that. It's been good.
Well, certainly great season, hopefully, coming up for Arkansas State. Great schedule, without a doubt, and should be a great conference race again this year. Looking forward to seeing you guys get started. When's first day of practice?
August 1st, report. August 2nd, we are on the field and getting to work.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck this season. We'll get you on again through the year, but thanks for making some time for us today, and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Brian Harsin, the head coach at Arkansas State. It is 12.